I grew up and was raised in segregation. Now, I'm not young, but I'm not that damn old to know that this country, at one time in my life, said legally I was a second-class citizen. So when I hear these idiots talk about we're going to bring back the good old days, make America great again, who the hell are you talking to? We ain't going back. We ain't never going to go back to that again. Never. But we as union people, we got to stand up and have the courage to defend the workers that we represent. This is not no damn career. This is a job movement. That's what this is. And if you don't have the, I'll say it the way my grandson would say it, if you don't have the cojones to stand up and fight for working people, then get the hell out the movement. Do something else. Do something else. I'm just telling you, sisters and brothers, I'm so proud when I see the young people standing up. But we gotta think, what they're saying is, y'all done messed up so much that we don't believe in you anymore. And that we're gonna take our future in our hand. It is very important that whomever you're speaking with, you tell them, one, you gotta be counted. You gotta go for the census, because that is how they gerrymander the politics and the resources that we need, because we don't allow ourselves to be counted. The second thing is that you have to take the pride in your vote. I don't care what you are voting for, vote. Don't let an election pass you that you're not voting. But more than that, sisters and brothers, more than that, we in the labor movement have to start standing up and being counted again. In my union, the attorneys and my chief of security keeps track of when I can get arrested again. They'll say, okay, George, you got about another month, and then you're okay again. I remember, sisters and brothers, we were getting, it was around the era of the Wall Street, and I got arrested along with my international president and other members of SEIU that night. Now, the next day, I was supposed to go to my church in Mount Vernon with, all right, Mount Vernon, with Reverend Sharpton to attend the funeral services, the going home services for Heavy D. And my chief of security made a miscalculation on my arrest. And so when everyone else was being let out of jail, they called every one by one by one, and I'm just waiting. I know it's a matter of time. They're gonna call my name. And finally, there was only two more of us left in the cell that started off like 100. And I'm like, what the hell? And it was because the last time I had gotten arrested that I needed another month before I could get arrested again and walk out of the jail in a timely fashion. But I don't say that because I think being arrested is the answer to anything, but I say it because if you're not willing to get arrested for something you believe in, then how the hell are you gonna stand up and fight? I mean, let's be honest, I've had people that come to me and say, oh, I ain't getting arrested now. You're already in jail. You are already in jail if you don't fight for your freedom. You are already in jail. I don't want, sisters and brothers, I say it all the time to the leaders in 1199. I don't want this to be a church moment. I know right now I could get instant applause if I say, screw Trump. I know that. And I know I could say Trump at least 10 times and maybe end up with a standing ovation. But I don't want to just move people on emotion. What I call a church moment, sisters and brothers, and believe me, my grandmother, before I moved north to live with my parents, made sure our little behinds went to church, went to Sunday school, went to homecoming, went to revival. And all you knew was not to sit next to Miss So-and-so, because Miss So-and-so was eventually going to get happy in that service, and she might smack the hell out of you. But what I did know about going to church is that them same people that jumping up and shouting up and down in the aisles, and I know that was genuine, but it didn't last very long. By the time they got on church ground, they were talking about so-and-so. Did you see how short her dress was? Did you see? And they got into the gossip and the bochinche of the moment rather than what they just talked about in church. So I don't want us to get so excited in this meeting that we raise the rafters in emotion, but then we go out and don't do anything afterwards. And so I'm appealing to you because I know the power of the union, and I know the power of labor, and I know all of our sisters and brothers and elected officials of whom I have deep respect for, but I know why they respect us. But that's not enough. That's not enough to take your political action money and give it to an elected official and get them elected because they have a good platform. You have to do the other part and make sure they do what they said they were gonna do. And if they don't, that's on you, not on them. And so the labor movement is steadily shrinking. And let's be honest, it is because workers don't see us as relevant anymore. But we can change that, sisters and brothers. We can change that by standing up and fighting for working people, because in the words of that knucklehead Donald Trump, we got nothing to lose if we don't fight. We got a lot to lose, sisters and brothers, if we keep allowing people like Trump in office. And whether it is Trump or Trump-like, because we say we want to get rid of Trump. Well, I'm not crazy about Spence either, or Pence. And so, it's not a choice of evil. We deserve someone that actually believes in working people. And that's not going to happen easily, sisters and brothers. But I just want to know, how many of you are really willing to put it online? Put it all out there on the line. How many of y'all? If you are willing in this moment that history shows that despite how many people were fooled by the knuckleheads that are in office, that there were a bunch of labor unions that stood up and fought and showed the resistance to it. If you want to be written in history as that, stand up right now. Just stand up right now. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up. And say, I'm willing to fight. I'm willing to fight. By any means necessary to get my rights. Okay, you can be seated. We have the pictures now. We photograph every last one of y'all. And this time next year, Terry will be showing before and after pictures.